In the name of Jesus, I continue to study the topic of wisdom of self-control for tonight's class. So in the afternoon, we stop at if there is no self-control, there are so many things will happen. And we all know it's just like a city has a broken wall. So if no war at all, then Satan will attack. Enemy will attack. So we do need to guard our heart. Just as the afternoon prayer section, which Woody also mentioned about Gideon, right? The 300 mighty soldier. They have to have self-control as well. This is very important. It's a crucial characteristics of being a Christian soldier. Okay, so for tonight, we continue to study the reasons to have self-control. Because we want to be a wise man. If we don't care, we are wise or fool, then this is another story. If we want to be a wise man, we want to really become a mighty soldier of Christ, then we need this self-control. Okay? So turn to this verse, Proverbs 16:32. Proverbs 16:32. Verse 32 says, "He who is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he who rules his spirit than he who takes a city." You know, these 300 mighty men, they can conquer, can defeat the enemies. You know, even though the enemies was numerous, just like a sand in the seashore, but only 300 men can just defeat them. Because God is almighty, right? God is so wonderful. God used a very unique way to show miracle to those who trust in him. But here he mentioned 32, he who is slow to anger is better than the mighty. How are we going to be able, slow in anger? When we may become angry. When will we become angry? Because something happened. It's not what you supposed to see or you don't want. So it just make you unhappy. You just cannot endure this situation just happened before you, right? So always there is a trigger for you angry. Make you angry. Trigger the anger. But if we can bear it and then just think about a little bit deeper, far, then we are better than a mighty. And he who loses his spirit, then he who takes a city. It's just, wow. So you can see this is a very, very vivid description about how important to be self-control, right? Let's turn to chapter 29. Slow to anger, this become actually a wise. Chapter 29, verse 11. Here the Bible says, "A fool vent all his feelings, but a wise man holds them back." A wise man holds your feelings back. Another version say, "This is all your spirit." So if it was a fool vent all his feeling, another Bible may translate into vent all his spirit. But a wise man holds them back. This is self-control. So, of course, we want to be wise. We don't want to be a fool. Because once we vent all our feelings, we may make mistakes. Because something we may not consider thoroughly, and then we just react too fast, too quick. Then once the mistake has made, it's very difficult to repair it, or to return it, because we are living in this time and space. Once time passes, and then no way to return. Okay, so first, we want to be wise. With self-control, a wise man will be slow to speak, slow to write. Right? So James chapter 1, verse 19, I think we remember this verse before, during SAC. So, what does the verse say? Brethren, and then, what? James 1:19. Quick to hear, right? To listen, and then slow to speak, slow to write. So if a wise man, you can tell, you know, sometimes all the argument comes from someone react too fast. But lost control. That's why. Next. We are to obtain for imperishable crown. Because without self-control, then we will be defeated by the enemy, which is Satan, right? Our enemy is invisible. We cannot see it through our physical eyes. But Satan is just like a roaring lion, surrounding everywhere, go to everywhere, seeking for someone to devour. But we are supposed to be saved into heavenly kingdom. Jesus chose us to be his mighty soldier. We want to receive this imperishable crown, which is the crown of righteousness. Right? So that's why Apostle Paul, he dedicates his whole life to fight for this crown of righteousness. He finished his journey. He fought for the good fight. Right? He kept all his faith. This is our goal. If we want to obtain it, this crown, we need self-control. If we don't care, then that's another story. Then we don't have to sit here. But if we care about our salvation, we have to. We have to. So let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Verse 24 to 27. Chapter 9, 24 to 27. Can someone to read? Alan, are you busy? Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24 to 27. Read aloud, make everybody can hear.
Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it.
Continue.
And everyone who competes for the prize temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown. Therefore I run thus.
Thank you. You can see here, especially in verse 27, Paul said, I discipline my body and bring it into subjection. That's when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified. This is how Paul, he just endured all different circumstances. Even though someone came in to attack him unreasonable, or someone just jumped into his way, you know, try to block his work. Whatever you can see from his episodes, so many different situations happened to him. But Paul always endured. He controlled, he became very temperate to hold on his crown, imperishable crown. Okay, so this is very important. The reason we consider why we want to keep Sabbath, why we want to read Bible, pray, and you know, spend time, it's a precious time during the summer in the church to receive this training and seminars. For what? For salvation. If we don't care about this salvation, then we spend time here only to associate with friends only, right? But we are not going to only look for this activity. We want to this imperishable crown. So, to us, discipline ourselves. Let's turn to First Thessalonians chapter 4. What does it mean? We have to really understand, keep ourselves holy, pure. This is what God's will on us. First Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 3 and 4. Verse 3 and 4, Sister Sarah. Thank you. This is the will of God. Your sanctification, that you should abstain from sexual immorality. In this sinful society, we have to really understand self-control is the beginning. If we can control our desires, then we are able to fulfill God's will. If we just, you know, looking for our physical pleasure, then it's very difficult. And then actually we lose the self-control. Okay, so next, with self-control, we discipline the body. So that's why, don't just consider make yourself feel good. This is another a wise man should do. We should just like Paul said, discipline my body in order to obtain this imperishable crown. Okay, next. We are all sons of light and sons of day. Therefore, let us not sleep. Those who lost self-control, they just, you know, indulging for this orderly thing. Whatever the fun things there, and they approach. But to us, we are all sons of light. This is in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 6 and 8. Chapter 5, verse 6 and 8. 6 to 8. Brother Christopher. Oh, you cannot see. Okay. And, brother, anyone? How about Joseph.
Verse 6.
Amen. So therefore, let us not sleep. We must be awake. Right? Don't become drowsy. You know, sometimes we lost our focus. Once we lost our focus, then we will be drowsy in doing things. Then we just confused. Sometimes we just cannot focus. We lose our concentration. So let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. Sober means you are watchful, right? And then we will control ourselves. For those who sleep at night. Those who get drunk are drunk at night. So even in time, nighttime, actually, because no light in darkness, all the evil come out, the animal come out at night, right? So in the street, there are also a lot of animals. Be careful. So don't put ourselves into this situation, fall into the temptation. Because sometimes our self-control may lose because of temptation. Okay. The end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be serious and watchful. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7. I think this verse is also very common when we're talking about the end time. Right? 1 Peter chapter 4. Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 4. If we consider Jesus is at the corner. He's just coming soon. If we just enjoy this worldly life for just temporary, is it worthy? If this pleasure were exchanged for eternal punishment, is it worthy? We just count the cost, right? So, 1 Peter chapter 4, 7. Chapter 4, 7. Ariana. Verse 8. Okay, thank you. The end of all things is at hand. It's almost 2,000 years ago, Peter already said it's at hand. 2,000 years passed. Do you question about the saying of Peter? Do you? Because this episode has been written about almost 2,000 years ago, he said, the end of all things is at hand. Peter passed away, right? All the forefathers passed away. Now, the history come into this 2014. Okay? But do we still believe Jesus is coming? Yes, we do. Why? Because from Bible, we can see so many prophecy has been fulfilled in our experience. In the church, in this society, we can see all those phenomena predict in the Bible fulfilled. That's why we have to be serious and watchful. And without self-control, it's impossible to be watchful, right? Because you have, especially in this era of technology, You can be, you can go everywhere in any time, right? Through your iPad, through your iPhone. You can just 24/7 to watch movies, listen to the music, right? And you can watch all of the YouTube, all of the funny videos. If you have two life, that's not enough either. Right? If you want to read the information we search from Google, any term you put in, you key in, you can make sure 10,000, a million of messages there. You just be overwhelmed, right? So that's why, be careful. That's why we do need this self-control, to control our time. Okay? Because the devil walks about a roaring lion, just like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 and 9. So what are we going to resist? This roaring lion, what is our tool? What is the key? Let's turn to 1 Peter 5, verse 8 to 9. Brother Joseph, the brother Joseph, Benjamin, right? Benjamin. Amen. So be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him, steadfast in the faith. So our faith actually is the key. If we steadfast in the faith, then this roaring lion just go to other place. Right? So here is special, Peter is special mention, because the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. You know, our brethren in TJC, so many, they encounter the same temptation, they encounter the same weakness, or the similar circumstance. You know, but if our brethren, they can endure and self-control, can we? Yes, right? Our forefathers, they stand fast in the faith, being a mighty soldier for the gospel. Can we follow their steps and continue this journey and fight a good fight? For Jesus, yes, we do. Because we have the same faith. We have the same Holy Spirit. Yes. Right? We become also watchful and sober. We want to continue in this journey. Become a partaker of this divine nature. Okay? So it's very important, the faith. That's why we have to cultivate ourselves. If we can have a good self-control in our youth, then when we grew up, when we have become adult, then we have our own family. You become parents. You raise up your children. A new family. Then we are going to show them, the next generation, a good example. That's how we make the church even stronger. Okay? So, this is the reason. King David, he said, I will guard my ways, lest I sin with my tongue. That's turn to Psalm 39. I think we read this verse before in the afternoon. Right? 39, verse 1 and 2. Psalms 39, verse 1 and 2. Especially when someone stands before you whom you don't like, you have to be careful. Shut your mouth, otherwise you lose self-control. Verse 39, verse 1 and 2. Aileen, can you read? Okay, but you see here, while the wicked are before me, I was mute with silent. I held my peace even from good, and my sorrow was stirred up. Wow, this is a situation really need self-control, isn't it? Right. So when the situation is not good, actually it's not what you expect. This is the test time of the self-control. If you can handle it very easily, then this is easy, just a piece of cake. But because it's so difficult, if someone just you don't like, and someone may say something to you, but you can hold on your anger. This is called self-control. Why? Because we don't want to sin against God with our tongue. So Job, he is a good example, right? This is why David, he also disciplined himself regarding this aspect. We learn from our these good characters in the Bible. So now, let's turn to another angle to see what causes us lose self-control. We all know the reason. It's very important to have self-control. But in reality, we all in some circumstance we may lose self-control. So what is the reason? What caused us become short-tempered, or we just like something burst up, we just lost ourselves, we just don't care and everything. It's so dangerous, right? So first, our fresh lust, desires. The desires actually is kind of included everything, our whole body. So Galatians chapter 5, verse 19 to 21, it mentioned the works of the flesh are evident. It's so significant, obvious, you can see this is the work of the flesh. Desires. Let's turn to view it carefully. Galatians chapter 5, verse 19 to 21. Kevin. So you can see, I think it in the list, more than 15 or 20. All these actions, the work actually come out from flesh. So outburst of wrath, outburst of rest, of wrath, and selfish, envy, murder, drunkenness. All these things you can see all related to self-control. If we have self-control, actually we are not going to just like a drunkard. We are not going to just let our feeling go and become jealousy to someone. You know? Because we will be watchful to ourselves and re-examine our heart, what we react to certain things, certain people. Okay? So this flesh, you know, in the early centuries, I think stuff from second to fourth centuries, in this period, about 200 years period, there are so many Christians, they discipline themselves, you know. They just restrain, they go to mountain, they want to avoid all these sinful actions in the society. So they just try to make it as simple as possible in their life. Okay? Because they understand, you know, just the body contain a lot of the sinful nature. Someone have no power to overcome, to control, to master it. In that period of time, we understood. Now we understood, right? Why? Because if we rely on ourselves, no way. But today, we can rely on Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit become our comforter, our helper. So everything become possible. We can discipline our flesh. Okay? So, the next, sometimes we lost self-control because what? Money. When you see money, people just cannot stop themselves to earn the money. So I just talked to a brother. His wife used to be also very diligent Christians, attending church service on time, keep Sabbaths, and because they just convert themselves from other denomination into TJC, they learn and they enjoy the sermon a lot. So in the beginning, they also, you know, come to church regularly and consider it's very fervent. But year after year, gradually, they come to the church late. So they may be absent from Friday night service, and then on Sabbath, you know, sometimes they also don't attend. So, you know, step by step, gradually, they lost their fervency. Why? And later I understood it's because of money. Because people want to give you money for service, and we treat this money more important than come to church to observe Sabbath. So sometimes the money become a temptation, right? If someone offer you a good package, but there's a condition, you have to work on Sabbath. You may have to work 7 days a week. Will you make the choice, say yes or no? Right? Money become it's so attractive. People want it because with money you can buy iPad, you can go online, anywhere, everywhere. With money, seems your desire can be fulfilled. But consider after your desire fulfilled, then what is the result? It doesn't work. It doesn't make sense to a person who really consider his salvation. Okay. So the example is in Acts chapter 24. Acts 24, the governor Felix, right? He wanted the bride. He, even though he listened to the sermon, the message of Paul, Paul mentioned to him about self-control, but he continued to keep Paul in prison for another 2 years. You can see how this money and the worldly benefit just blew over his heart. So that's why sometimes we do need to be wise to avoid a certain temptation. Don't be overestimate our own ability. Sometimes we have too much confidence about ourselves. We may consider, I can control it. I know what is the line. I'm not going to cross the line, but actually, most people, they fail. They cannot stop it. Once you got it, then you just cannot stop it, right? Temptation. That's why so many fall in this journey. We must be very careful. So temptation, this orderly benefit, the reason, one of the reasons. Next, anger. Anger. James chapter 1, verse 20. Do you remember? James chapter 1, 20. The anger of men. Oh? James chapter 1, 20. The wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Actually, the anger just actually suffer you. Anger damage your health. But many of us just cannot control it. I think it's, you know, as I know, many couples they end up break and separate from each other because of anger, and because either one or both party lost the self control. Even though it's a small matter, then just make it just like a big deal and just cannot repair it. It's so unwise, actually. So anger, we must be very careful. So if we cultivate ourselves, then we know how to control it. Slow to rage. Eating and drinking, how about it? Eating and drinking. You know, sometimes we eat a lot, right? And we like to drink something because we feel so thirsty and so hungry for something. In Proverbs 23, it specially mentioned about drinking. Some tend to be alcoholic. Because what? Because they lost the self-control from beginning. They have too much confidence in themselves. Proverbs 23, chapter 23, verse 19 to 21. 19 to 21. 19 to 21. Oh, Sister Tiffany. Tiffany He, right? Oh, Tiffany, H-E, huh? Tiffany. Amen. Hear, my son, and be wise. Guide your heart in the way. Gluttonous. This is gluttonous means you eat a lot. Right? You want to eat everything. In the ancient time, it's called one of the seven daily sins. You heard this before? Gluttonous, it will cause you to death. Yeah, because end up we will lose control. We lose our self-control. So we just cannot stop eating. Or we just, you know, become, you know, sometimes people, it is why in Paul's writings, he said, someone's God actually is their mouth, their stomach. They do something to fulfill their stomach. So only for worldly benefit to get something to eat something. So eating and drinking, especially drinking, you know, let's continue to verse 29 to 30. 29 to 30, brother. Daniel. Daniel, right? Daniel. 29 to 30. Amen. Who has sorrow? Who has contentions? Who has complaints? Who has wood without cause? Who has redness of eyes? Who? So, this drinking, this drunkenness, this actually, yes, temptation will make us lose this self-control, especially when your friend, so your companion, if push you and just say something to you, you may just go. So be careful about your friends, okay? Be wise to make a friend. If your friend always invite you to only for eating and drinking, be careful. No. Don't go with them on the same way. So, Psalm chapter 1, let's turn to Psalm. Psalm chapter 1. Verse 1. Psalm chapter 1, verse 1 and 3. My sister. Sister, another sister, Renee is not here, huh? Vivian. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. Okay? So, your friends either give you a positive or negative influence. So your friend is good in self-control. You may learn from your good friend. Okay? So, To make good friend, spiritual friend, is very important. In this age, we do need a good friend. Pride. You know, when everyone praise you, say, oh, you are so wonderful, you are good, you are the best. I think this study in your school, I think your teacher always praise you, you know, because your teacher want to make you to deep up your confidence, right? But be careful. Don't be poisoned by this so fancy word. Proverbs 25:27. Proverbs 25:27-28. Brother David. Okay, so it's not good to eat much honey. Huh? So to seek one's own glory is not glory. So whoever has no rule over his own spirit is like a city broken down without walls. So this about heart. And if someone is continually praise you and you know say good things to you, war to you. But if someone always say something and mention to you something you have to improve, actually we have to appreciate. That's why. Now this is another matter of culture. Actually, this is the principle in the Bible. Right? So all the prophets, you read in the Old Testament, the prophet always point out to the wrongdoings of the elect, the Israelites. Why? Because they consider, I am the chosen people of God. Here, have the temple of God in Jerusalem. What should we fear? Right? But they lost themselves. Pride make them just cannot control their life. It's so dangerous. Next, the toxic of this world, especially in the USA. The love of easy or pleasure, you know. So in this generation, people say, just this is a generation of strawberry. Do you agree? This is a strawberry. Why? Strawberry is so tender, right? If you just put too much weight on it, then it crush. And then you can see the skin just damaged. It's not perfect. So I do believe this generation is not going to be a generation of strawberry, but it's a generation of good self-control. If we learn from now, change our way, we are going to resist this toxic. We are not going to intoxication through this society, because we know we have to discipline ourselves. So even though we heard something uneasy or just unpleasant to you, we accept it, we change it, we examine ourselves, then we make action. We become even stronger than before. Okay? So James chapter 4, verse 4. Let's turn to this verse. James chapter 4, verse 4. Very important to remember it. James chapter 4, verse 4. Sister... Julian. Amen. Do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? So, be careful. We are not going to, we are good citizens, but we are not going to make friend with this world. Our aim, we are the citizen of heavenly kingdom. So we are not going to be conformed by the world. We want to transform through the renewal of Holy Spirit, right? Huh? So don't make friends with this world. Finally, if we walk according to the flesh, not according to the Spirit, if we not submit to God, then eventually we will see our path astray from God's way. We will definitely lose this self-control. Then we just fall into the temptation. We will be caught by this world. So Romans chapter 5, verse 4. Romans chapter 8, verse 5 to 6. Romans chapter 8, verse 5 to 6. Chapter 8, verse 5 to 6. John. Okay, jump to verse 13. Amen. We are going to be filled with the Holy Spirit. We will walk in the Spirit, not walk in the flesh, right? So that's why once we are filled with the Holy Spirit, we will bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And that is indication is we have self-control. If we walk according to the flesh, the verse 13, he said, then you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. We want to live together. Okay, let's all work together to have this good self-control. And then, how about this wisdom? Yes, we know. Where to get this wisdom? What is wisdom? Wisdom is applied knowledge. We learn a lot from the Bible, these verses, right? But wisdom is to apply this knowledge. And the most difficult place knowledge must be applied is self-control. You know a lot. Just like the experts, you know, so many experts in health, in certain area, but end up they're eating, their lifestyle is not so unhealthy. They know a lot, but they don't change it in their own, they live in their own way. So no wisdom at all, only a lot of knowledge, it doesn't work, right? The best way, the way to achieve this is through faith and the Holy Spirit. Wisdom comes from above, through prayer, through Holy Spirit. Once we know it, then we have to apply it. We have to action. So start from this ICS. Try to discipline yourself, self-control in everything, in your timing. You know, you're eating and drinking. If you cannot finish your food, just take whatever you need. Don't take too much, right? If you know you are going to be slow, then prepare yourself ahead. Right? Don't be always late. Right? Or you, if you need more time to finish your task, then prepare it. Self-control. This self-control actually related to our time management. Agree? Yes. The wisdom. We have to also come out, discern worldly self-control and the godly self-control. What is the difference? If we just come out of the topic, say self-control, in the society, in the academic area, they can tell you a lot how to do self-control. But this is from worldly self-control, right? Other religions, other faiths, they also have self-control. But what difference between their way and ours? Our way is called godly self-control. What is different? Can anyone name some difference? Godly self-control. Those who are older, going to 12th grade, let's see your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, okay. Emily, what is different? Okay, so godly self-control, we rely on the Holy Spirit. Yes, this is very important. We do not rely on our own will, right? So many different faiths, they just like a Buddhist. The Buddhism, they also say about self-control, but they discipline themselves through their own will. It's totally wrong. We are weak. We are just a vessel, earthly vessel. Do you remember? We are so fragile. If we drop them, broken. Right? We, as the flesh, we are nothing. We are so powerless. But with Holy Spirit, in Jesus Christ, we can be strengthened. We will be empowered through our prayer because Jesus is willing to help us achieve this self-control. So the difference is not by our own willpower. We rely on the power of the Spirit. We rely on the faith of Jesus Christ. Right? Because we have faith in Jesus. Jesus is going to help us. It's not our own matter. It's a matter of how to glorify Jesus, because we call the disciple of Jesus. So, for God's glory, we want to make this self-control. If we achieve by our own will, then this is our own ability. Through myself, I can do it. Then we glorify ourselves. No way. It's not going to work. Just like this afternoon, what Preacher Bruce said, right? If you can do it, then it doesn't work at all, because God is not going to make this happen. We have to rely on Jesus in everything. Okay? So, how to attain this wisdom? Ask. If we do need to improve the self-control, then we ask God through prayer. James chapter 1, verse 5 to 7. Let's turn to this verse. James 1, verse 5 to 7. James 1, 5 to 7. Brother Alex. Amen. Verse 5. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God. How to ask? With faith. Let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, you know, driven and tossed by the wind. We will receive nothing from the Lord. Wisdom we receive by faith, through prayer from Jesus. Holy Spirit, give us this wisdom. All this good gift, the blessings from above. Verse 17, Sister Jessica, verse 17. Amen. Every good gift, every perfect gift is from above, came down from the Father of lights. This wisdom, our Lord Jesus is willing to grant us, make us can be his mighty soldier. You know, we want to become a Christian soldier to continue to fight this for this gospel. God is going to help us. So we ask through Holy Spirit, give us this self-control. Lean not on our own understanding. Sometimes we may rely on ourselves too much. So this Proverbs chapter 3, we read before. So we don't want, because time's up, so we don't want to turn this to this verse. Okay, so this is the way from Bible we can ask this self-control. Okay, so the discussion, two discussion, well, as if for your homework. If you realize that you are going to be in a situation that requires self-control, what will you do to prepare yourself ahead of time? Do you try to avoid the situation? So this is you can discuss it in your group. Okay? I'll give you the question. You don't have to copy it. Lord Jesus is willing to help us to have self-control. What do we have to do to gain his aid? Okay. So Jesus is going to help us. We have to do something to work with together with Jesus, and we definitely will reach the goal. So may God bless us. So let's conclude this topic. Let's pray in silence.